The music you hear is being played by Fort Smith's Northside High School Jazz Band, and the voice you heard leading them is Adam Coates, music theory instructor and director of the jazz band. Next Tuesday, March 12th at 7 p.m., the 30-member band will take to the stage for a show entitled Band Camp or Bust 2. Coates has been with Northside for 6 years and says that until last year, there hadn't been a specific Come Hear the Jazz Band event.
We play with the concert band and symphonic band on the spring concert and on the Christmas concert. And we've played area performances. They're just real short, but this is the first real extended concert featuring the jazz band. We've been able to play a large amount of material, upwards of 10 pieces.
Members of the jazz band must also be members of the Northside Band. Many of these kids attend summer band camps for an alternative learning experience, but that costs money. So this event serves as a fundraiser to send the band kids to camp. Brenda Yelvington is a very dedicated parent. While she does have a daughter at the school, she isn't in the jazz band. Yet Brenda is here during practice as the chairperson of the Jazz Show Parent Committee. She says they won't be selling tickets for next week's show, though they will be accepting donations.
What I like about that is the kids aren't asking for a handout. They're working really hard on their own time. They get no credit for this in class. It's all after school. They put on a great show, and people are paying them to hear their show, hear the entertainment they're providing. It's like a musician's dream, right? You perform, people like it, and they pay to hear you. And that's the model that was set up through the committee and the directors.
Last year, they raised $16,500. They were shocked, allowing 66 students to attend summer band camp on scholarship. This year, the goal is $18,750 to send 75 kids, students that wouldn't get to go otherwise. Brenda says the kids are held accountable for $50 of the camp's cost, but awarded the remainder. Jerry Trejo is a senior who plays the trumpet. He's been a member of the jazz band all through high school and was able to attend camp last summer.
It was good to hear what other band directors and students had to say about the music and how to play things differently, you know, like a different interpretation of what other people played. Yeah.
Trejo says just being in jazz band is unique and provides a diverse outlook.
It's a really awesome experience. It's not your typical music that you play in band. It's more laid back, and there's more of a groove to it. It's a really nice experience.
Coates, the band's director, was in his high school band and jazz band.
Jazz band, students have a chance to improvise their own solos, which we would not really work well on the marching field with a larger, with a smaller group and with specific sections of music where they're kind of open for improvisation. The kids can kind of put their own spin on music, kind of how they want to do it.
While Trejo is one of about 10 trumpet players, Malika Momond is just one of two bassists. Also a senior, she was the only one before this year. Competition isn't quite as high with the bass as it is for the trumpet.
Honestly, the rhythm section is a little bit different because not many people know how to read like charts, so that's different. But it's fun. There's an incoming sophomore right now who's in there playing, and it's been different for me having to switch off, you know, because I've usually just been one bass player, but I'm glad that he's getting experience, so next year he'll be able to really lead the band.
Both Momond and Trejo plan to continue their music when they move on to college next year. But that's next year. Next week, they'll both be playing at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith's Second Street Live Stage. UFIS recently acquired the completely professional venue, a place that, until last year, many of these students had never been to, let alone played in.
It's like a jazz club. It is so cool. And to watch their faces last year when they walked into that facility, those kids were overwhelmed.
Attendees to next week's show can expect a completely professional performance. These students work hard. There isn't a class period for jazz band, so they come in one afternoon each week. Two afternoons as the performance date approaches, often sacrificing work hours, family, or fun time. Members of the marching band don't get off easy. Many of them will be on hand Tuesday night as well.
We try to involve as many band students as possible in the show, and we do that by having, if they want to work backstage, if they want to work in the front, we always have people that want to help serve drinks and hand out programs. We have an acting troupe. There's, I think I have 10 kids in the acting troupe, and they keep the show light. You have all this serious jazz music, and then you have this little acting troupe that comes in, and they get the crowd going. They might tell them a classic band joke or two, or do a little skit, little things to let the audience realize that they're still kids having a great time at a show.
Many of the band and jazz band students are all-state, meaning their talents have been recognized. Brenda Yelvington credits much of this success to the diversity at Northside.
And there is a uniqueness to Northside that permeates everything here. And I think a lot of it is the diversity and the kids, that there's an environment of individuality that they foster and respect for your individuality. And that translates to band. And the band directors, when I saw how they interacted with these students, I saw this mutual respect. The directors respected them, and they respected the directors. And because of that, they were achieving things bigger than what they could have done on their own.
Adam Coates is an excellent example of the dedication of a band director. Not only does he teach and direct at Northside, but also at two Fort Smith junior highs. Driving back and forth throughout the day, every day. Yet he doesn't complain.
Well, I love it. And also, I get the best of both worlds. I get to teach the junior high level and the high school level. So I get to see these kids progress from day one of beginning band in seventh grade all the way up to graduation and beyond. And that's a really cool thing.
Down the rhythm groove on the shuffle. Here we go. 1, 2, and 1, 2, set, go.
Last year, the venue was full. This year, they're hoping for standing room only. The Northside High School Jazz Band will perform next Tuesday evening, March 12th, at 7 p.m. at University of Arkansas Fort Smith's 2nd Street Live Stage. For more information, call 479-783-6611.
Okay, put that one up, go to Frankenstein.